Bertemu kembali, pertumbuhan populasi di bandar di Malaysia sukarkan pemilikan hartanah mampu milik. Lifein.com, platform sewaan jangka panjang, menjelaskan menurut indeks harga rumah Malaysia, harga rumah secara purata telah meningkat hampir 100% sejak 2010. COVID-19 ini menurut Lifein telah akibatkan pasaran hartanah susut harga sedikit. Namun pakar Pusat Kajian Sosioekonomi jangka dalam tempoh selepas COVID-19, warga Malaysia akan kekal terkesan daripada pasaran buruh yang lemah. Menurut Ketua Pegawai Eksekutif dan Pengasas bersama Lifein, Wen Kai, ini dijangka meningkatkan permintaan untuk rumah sedia ada untuk disewa bagi jangka panjang. Kita nak bersama dengan Ketua Pegawai Eksekutif dan Pengasas bersama Lifein, Wen Kai, untuk membincangkan berkenaan pasaran hartanah. Good morning, Wen Kai.
Morning.
Hello, hi, Wen Kai. Share with us key learnings during the pandemic when it comes to consumers and renters' behaviour. How did it change from before the pandemic?
So during this pandemic, we have actually noticed that it accelerated the thoughts in many individuals to rather renting with flexibility than committing to one single house. So we noticed that many people have now realized that affordability is an issue. So some people considering to downsize their current living standards. Young people, millennials especially, they are not looking to buy a property. So in the past, right, you will notice many people, number one focus was to buy a house. Given chance, they will want to buy more. But we noticed that people at this generation are actually looking for places that come with flexibility. Buying is no longer the first priority, actually.
And what are the long-term versus short-term rental market strategies for both renters and landlords?
For tenant, it is actually an ongoing progress. It is happening with or without pandemic, just the pandemic made it faster. The priorities and preference of the tenants are actually changing. For owners, short-term-wise, they will be quite suffering currently. But I would think long and short-term, more interestingly, would be how can they develop or prepare a product that is suitable for the young generation and the new generation who are looking for flexibility in their lifestyle.
And Wen Kai, do you think landlords or renters are benefiting from this situation right now?
I think landlords are suffering in general due to the situations of the oversupply and competition. Investors, definitely there are some property buyers who are still sourcing for undervalued purchase, which is under current situation, they can even go up to 30% or 50% undervalued property purchase. But in general, owners are facing competition for sure. They can't sell, they can't rent fast, and eventually rental price will start to go down. So that made it a tenants market. Whether under this situation, for locations that is low occupancy, tenants can definitely find better deals during this period of time than before.
And when do you think the property market, especially for renters, will recover?
This is a tough question because I feel that the gap between asking rental and rental affordability does exist in Malaysia. It is not really caused by the pandemic. There are like a lot of unsold properties around where somehow have to be absorbed by sales or rentals. Although they can find a better, lower rental than before for tenants, but I think in general, the rental market will continue to be soft because the unsold properties are too high in the market.
And in terms of property sizes, locations, have the preferences changed during the pandemic?
Yes. So like I shared just now, because the pandemic has accelerated the thoughts of them prefer to rent with flexibility, right? So you can see two main changes. One is, due to now, most of the people are allowed to be working from home. So tenants are okay to stay further away, but with a better living experience or the lifestyle that they want to pursue. Secondly, is that tenants would prefer to rent with flexible terms because they have to deal with uncertainties in the future. So these are the two things that we notice that change the most.
And do tell us about the future of the Malaysian property sector post-COVID-19.
I can't really predict the future because it involves many factors, especially government policies. But at current status, I think it would continue to stay soft. Rental market would continue to stay soft and property market would continue to stay soft, especially with the unsold properties in Malaysia continuing to stay high. Post-COVID, it may boost the sentiments in some of the property buyers, but they might not be able to absorb all, you see. And when property buyers and investors buy over the properties already, after the purchase, they are looking to rent out. The gap between asking rental and rental affordability still exists. Example, like last time, the property launches at 500,000 to 700,000. For these people to lower rental down to 1,000 ringgit to rent out, would they want to do it? They would not want to do it. So this problem will continue to exist. The gap is there. So I think that post-COVID, actually, it will still continue to stay soft because it is a problem not really caused by the pandemic. It just makes the gap more obvious.
And thank you, Wen Kai, for being with us. Itu dia tadi temubual saya bersama Ketua Pegawai Eksekutif dan Pengasas Bersama, Live In, Wen Kai, yang membincangkan mengenai pasaran hartanah. Dan kita akan berehat dulu seketika, kita kembali selepas ini.